This morning, we have with us in the studio is Dr. Rosanna Pellizzari from the Peterborough City County Health Unit. Have I got that right?
You do.
Hey, there we go. It's putting it all together. It's fantastic. It's working out so well. You're here to talk about this brand new campaign going on called Skin to Skin, right?
That's right. People will hopefully see the ads on the buses, on the inside and the outside. And we're working with our local healthcare providers, the hospital, with parents to get the message out that that's where baby belongs, skin to skin.
Right. So I guess, wouldn't it be a natural thing that the thing is to get the baby's skin against
Right? Naked up against the mom's bare chest with a blanket over baby. You'd think it's the normal thing to do. But, you know, for many years, I mean, I've delivered thousands of babies myself. And what we would do is we'd dry them off and swaddle them up and, you know, encase them in blankets like a little sausage and hand it back, little package back to the mom or dad. And actually, in June of this year, there was a major review done of over 30 randomized controlled trials that showed that babies do better if you just put them skin to skin right at birth. And for the first few weeks and months, they regulate their heat better, their blood sugars are more stable, they cry less, they feed better, and it's better for moms too. So we're trying to promote this out in the community.
Yeah, I promote that as having delivered one baby.
Okay.
I'm with you on this. I totally agree. Linda, you're right there, aren't you?
I'm totally with you. I want to go back and do it right this time because we did do the swaddling.
Yeah.
But no, skin to skin is the way to go.
Oh, really, my ovaries.
So really, what actually happens that this what's that contact do? I mean,
well, you know, you have to remember this baby has just emerged after 9 months of in utero life, where they heard the mother's heartbeat and were, you know, engulfed in this warmth. And so essentially, I mean, physiologically, it's the total mammalian adaptation to life outside the womb, and so it helps baby adapt. It also helps moms cue into their babies better. It strengthens the attachment between mom and baby. These babies go on to feed better. Moms go on, they breastfeed better. They breastfeed longer. And as I said earlier, these babies cry less. They're happier. They're comforted.
Such a simple thing. You wouldn't think it would be
They
wouldn't have such an impact.
Boy, we humans, we can really mess things up.
And now I was reading that it also is important for dad to do the same thing.
Yes, dads can do it too. Yeah. You know, so especially in those first few weeks when baby's new, great way for dad and baby to bond. What we've done is we've put lots of resources up on our website. So anyone who's interested, we have about 1,200 babies born in Peterborough each year. So parents can go onto our website. And we also have a health line they can call. We have a nurse who will speak to new parents Mondays to Fridays, 8:30 to 4:30. So we really want to promote this.
Okay, so is this just the first few days?
First few weeks and months, actually.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for coming in and
sharing
this information. Always great to have you here.
Sounds very good. Thank you, Dr. Rose. Thank you for the rush of hormones that have just
Okay. That's Dr. Rosanna Pellizzari from the Peterborough County City Health Unit.